This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is supplication of the angels, du'as of the angels. You and me as believers must believe, and in fact it is the article of faith, it is one of the pillars of Iman to believe in the angels. We need to have certainty in this fact that angels exist, and not just that, they have role to play. They have huge scope to do. Subhanallah, one of the vital things of the angels is to supplicate, is to make du'as for the people on earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful it is. So there are reasons, there are ways by which we can actually analyze and understand and practice those actions so that angels can pray for us too. Subhanallah. One of the ways we know, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that those who are attentive to their salah, to their prayer, those who desire to be in the first rows in the masjid, the angels pray for them. And the sahaba, they asked, what about the second row? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, for the second too. So people, we have to ensure that we become among those who will be eager to be in the masjid in order for angels to pray for us. That's number one. Number two, for those people who engage themselves in teaching goodness to others, subhanallah, the malaika, they pray for them. They have special prayer for them. Not just that, subhanallah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who teaches goodness to others, the angels, they pray for them. The people on earth, they pray for them. Even the ant in the hole, they pray for them. And the fish in the sea, they pray for them. So we need to be the agents of goodness. We need to have this ability to convey the beautiful message of our deen to others in order to gain this beautiful honor that angels pray for us. Likewise, visiting the sick. Visiting the sick also helps us entail to be among those whom angels will pray. Also, telling good about the brother who is not present in the gathering also helps us to attain the supplications of the angel. My brothers and sisters, those who give charity, the angels, they pray for them because they are helping others who are in need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed angels who can pray for those who give help and extend their support to others. So these are so many ways by which we can help ourselves to attain, inshallah, the supplication of angels. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us practice these actions so that, inshallah, angels can pray for us and we can gain success in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah Almighty to help us all attain the Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to bless and protect this beautiful country, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين